Pro Lagos, Nigeria. Good morning to you. It's 4 minutes past the hour. You're welcome to the last 1 hour of the show. It's Thursday, so anytime it's Thursday, we do health and health-related matters only on the show. You can watch live, by the way, on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch us. Today, we're talking menopause. That's right. We're talking menopause on the show today. I have someone who is an expert in menopause and a thought leader when it comes to that topic. As a matter of fact, she is also an experienced community pharmacist of over 23 years. I'm talking about none other than pharmacist Musimola Dosumo. She joins me live right now on Zoom, so you can watch her live. Mrs. Dosumo, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Cherif.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Fantastic. It's good to have you here regardless. It's good to have you here. Let's start with, because we have a very limited time, we'll be speaking for about 20 minutes, all right? So I'd like for us to talk and then go to our listener for their questions on menopause. So all the areas that I would like to touch on, we're going to make it. Oh, I think we lost that connection there. Oh, my goodness. Save time. And to make sure that we're back here as quickly as possible with your questions, please start sending them in. If you're a lady and you've got questions, if you are into menopause already and you've got questions for Pharmacist Dosumu, feel free to drop those your questions right away. And that way, you know, that way we can quickly get to them as quickly as possible. Pharmacist Dosumu, we'll have you back now. I don't know if you got the question I asked earlier.
No, I didn't get you, Sharif.
Okay. I was asking that for those young ladies who don't know what menopause is, but they've heard the term menopause, but then they have no idea, you know, what to expect and what not to expect, when to come and when it shouldn't come, when to raise an alarm if there's any need for it. Could you break it down as to what menopause is exactly?
Thank you once again, Sharif. Menopause simply means a stage in life.
On the telephone line, that way we can easily much on, you know, there's no need to call her again on Zoom, please. There's no need. Let's just make sure that we get her on the phone. Then we can talk to her on the phone. Let's not call her via Zoom again to save time, okay? We've had that break for like twice now. Let's just leave that. Let's leave that. We'll get through to her via the telephone, and we can talk with her on the telephone. All right. So, but Lagos, in the meantime, the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp, right? Please make your question straight to the point. There shouldn't be long story, so we can know exactly the crux of the message. That helps us to save time. Please do that for us. Any moment now, we already reached out. Any moment now, she'll be on the telephone with us. She's already here. So let's quickly speak with her via the telephone. This way, we don't have any breaking transmission anymore. Pharmacist, welcome. Welcome. Welcome back. Let's talk to you via the telephone instead. I can see that the network isn't stable at all via Zoom. So let's go on, please.
Okay. During menopause has like three stages. You have a perimenopause. You have a menopause itself, and you have a postmenopause. There's a chemical in the system. It's called estrogen. Well, before I go on, menopause simply means a systematic body change. It happens both to men and to women. Mm. It's not peculiar to women. Mm-hmm. But you see, most people get to talk about the menopause in women.
That's right.
But they don't talk about the menopause in men.
That's right.
Okay, for women, the estrogen is responsible for the secondary and the main characteristic development of a woman. Most time, by the time a lady gets to like, let's say 14, 42, 43, 45, the body system starts to change. The estrogen level starts to dwindle. What I mean by dwindling is this. It's because when your period flows, assuming your period flows for 5 days, sometimes, you see it reducing from 5 days to 4 days, and then it stops. Sometimes you have it flowing more than 5 days. Some people even see it twice or thrice in a month.
Hmm.
So So you see a change in your in the frequency and occurrence of the estrogen. Once this starts to happen, know that your body system is changing, and then you should start preparing for menopause. Oh. Most people have asked me, how long does this take? Sometimes it takes 4 years, sometimes it takes 10 years. Oh. For me, it has taken 10 years.
Oh.
So you have to learn how to listen to your body. And then when you have 12 months without your period, that is when it's been said that you're in menopause. Then the stages after menopause is called postmenopause. Then the next question is, what do you expect to see? That's the signs and symptoms of menopause. The estrogen level affects more than... Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Please go on.
The estrogen affects more than... It affects every organ in the system. And you get to see more than 40 signs and symptoms.
40?
But you see, the most important thing is that when you see your body system changing, don't panic.
Okay.
Seek for knowledge.
Okay.
Some of the signs and symptoms are, you have hot flashes. 80% of women experience hot flashes. That's the most frequent that women experience.
Just so, Pharmacist Musmola, just so that my people understand, what is hot flashes? What does that mean?
Okay. During the cold weather, you'll be feeling hot.
Oh.
When the weather is hot, you'll be feeling cold. This has to do with the homeostasis of the brain. That is the balance.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right.
Then you have insomnia, lack of sleep. Many people find it very difficult. Then you have depression. You have burning sensation of the mouth. Then sometimes you have indigestion. Then you have general body pain. That is another frequently experienced signs and symptoms. Then you have irritability. You have, it affects the skin. It affects almost every part of your body.
Is there a connection between menopause and age? I know you mentioned 40-something, but it's because I've heard people share their experiences at different ages before, and some will be like, okay, so this is when my mom reached menopause. But this is when I am reaching menopause, so it's looking like I would get to menopause. Is there a connection between, is it hereditary? Then what is the average age?
Okay, let me say this. You see, when I was younger, I used to think that menopause starts at 50. No, that's a misconception. Your body starts to change from 40 if you're very, very observant. But most people notice this change at 45. You know, I spoke about perimenopause.
That's right.
Perimenopause is when you start experiencing the initial signs and symptoms. But once it's 12 months without your period, you get to menopause. And that occurs most of the time at 51.
Someone here wants to know, Angela is her name, and she wants to know the symptoms of menopause. I know you've mentioned it. I guess you missed out on them. Could you please go through that very quickly before I go to my next question?
Okay, Angela, I said that estrogen affects every organ of the system. Expect that you see so many changes. 80% of women experience hot flashes. Insomnia, that's a lack of sleep. Indigestion. Irritability. Depression. This is now very, very common in our environment. It affects the skin. You have hair loss. You have tingling of the hair. But you expect as many as 40 signs and symptoms. When you start seeing those changes, please do not panic.
Right.
Get knowledge.
Right. Now, my other question here is that, you know, when women go through all of these, what kind of support do they need? Or do they need medical support? Do they need mental health support? or they are just left to just live through these experiences? I mean, it's too much as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, Sharif, 10 years ago, when I started going through menopause, I went through mine all by myself. There was nobody to call. Oh. There was no hand to hold. And a year ago, it's a very difficult journey to walk through menopause without help, without nobody to turn to. A year ago, or a few months ago, we started a community. It's called the Meno Club.
Okay.
The Meno Club is for women and men that is above 39 years, who knows that aging is inevitable, and they want to seek for knowledge. We share experiences. We hold each other's hand. We do webinars. We just want people to know. And that's why we established the Meno Club.
Okay.
We invite doctors monthly to get to talk to us. So if you want to have knowledge about menopause, please come to the Meno Club.
Is there a website? Is there a social media handle that we can give out to people?
Yes. Our social media handle is Health Vibes with the Mustumala, both on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. If you want to join our community, just send the Meno Club to this number.
Right. Please go ahead.
080-23-22-6539.
Can you call that again?
080-23-22-6539.
I'm going to open up the telephone lines in the studio here in a moment, but I have just one question before I do that. I have a couple left, though. So it's common knowledge that when a woman or a man reaches menopause, you can't bear children anymore. But is it by any chance possible?
Sharif, I didn't get that question, please.
I said that it's common knowledge that people say that when a woman reaches menopause, there's no way that such a person will bear children anymore. Is this phenomenon by any chance reversible?
Menopause is not reversible. Menopause means the end stage of fertility for a woman. But menopause can be managed. It does not mean that is the end of that woman. No, it can be managed. It's the beginning of a new flash of life for women.
The reason I'm asking this question is that we've heard stories of, you know, older and older and older women still ending up bearing a child. What do you think could I mean, this obviously are women who must have reached their menopause.
Sharif, there's an exception.
Okay.
There's a woman in our community. She didn't see her period. She was 49 and she didn't see her period for like 6 months. And she thought, well, this is menopause. Lo and behold, she was pregnant. The woman is 50 today and her baby is 1 year old.
Whoa.
And she had like two boys, 25, 27. So she wasn't expecting pregnancy at all. But she's the mother of one child at 50, 1 year old baby.
So, you know, the reason this conversation is very important, I only wish that we had more time. The only reason is that there is this lack of knowledge about menopause. Even most Nigerian ladies, young women, they have little to no nothing when it comes to knowledge of menopause. I mean, they're just living in it now. Most of them don't know all of these things. Why do you think there is that gap, you know, between being matured and the knowledge of menopause?
Sharif, you see, we prepare for everything. We prepare for every stage of life. But we do not prepare for aging. We don't prepare for death. We don't want to grow old. We don't want to age. When you talk about aging, some people get scared.
Right.
I remember my brother, when he started seeing this post, he told me, he blocked it, he stopped it. He said, anytime he sees my post, he gets scared.
Oh.
So people just don't want to go to that area. And that's where they're not seeking for knowledge. And that's why adolescents will have a lot of complications in our hands.
Right.
One out of every six women will be menopausal by 2030. And you see, once you don't handle the signs and symptoms, it leads to complications. And when the complications are not properly handled, it leads to death.
What are the likely complications once when these things are not handled properly?
Osteoporosis. Low level of estrogen affects the bones. And you see, I've seen women, maybe around 68, 70, with fractures due to lack of knowledge. If you know early that low estrogen level, aging, menopause, leads to osteoporosis, you start taking care of yourself. It leads to cardiac problems. And you see some young women at 42, 43, 45, when their body system starts to change, their blood pressure goes up, they become diabetic. There was a church that I went to do a presentation, and the pastor's wife told me that if she had met me 2 years ago, if she had listened to all this, if she had knowledge about menopause, she wouldn't have been diabetic. Today she's diabetic and she's managing it. She didn't have to get to that stage.
Knowledge.
The government needs to step into this. We need to create awareness of this so that we can have a healthier nation. And that is why I went through it. Nobody helped me. And that's why I've come out, to start helping other people.
Brilliant. Quite brilliant. Pharmacist Musumola, let's go to break. We need to head out now for the break. What we're going to do is we're going to come back and answer a few questions. I have calls coming through, but I can't take any right now because of the break coming up. But after the break, we'll continue. We'll just take questions, you know, and answer people's questions on this particular topic. Please stay on the line, Pharmacist Musumola. Lagos, let's head out. Let's take this break. When we return, we'll talk some more.
Thank you.